This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a forecast high of 88 degrees in Beirut, Lebanon today. Ordinarily, that wouldn't merit a mention on this program. Ordinarily, though, there haven't been 3,000 tons of garbage a day piling up on the streets of that city for a week or more. The trash crisis has prompted demonstrations and protests, and while there has reportedly been an agreement reached to start carting it all away, there is still a whole lot of trash out there. Brooke Anderson is a reporter for the BBC. She is in Beirut. Brooke, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Let me ask you, first of all, what it smells like out there. I mean, it's summertime in Beirut, and it can't be pleasant.
No, it's not pleasant at all. The first several days, it just smelled like garbage. Then a lot of people started burning it. So then it was the combination of garbage and then burned garbage in the midst of a heat wave.
What happens on a daily basis? I mean, if I owned a bar or a cafe or a little sundries shop, I guess, and there were a mountain of trash outside, I can't imagine that people would be coming in to do business with me.
It's definitely really difficult because, I mean, a lot of the bars and cafes are pretty small, so a lot of their business is outdoor seating. So that's definitely affecting business. And another thing that's affecting business is that a lot of the piles of trash have just fallen onto the streets. So that changes the lanes sometimes to two or three lanes to one or two lanes. Hmm. So it's caused a lot of traffic jams too.
This is all part of a bigger political crisis that's happening in Beirut right now. There hasn't been a president for 14 months and the government basically is paralyzed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, a lot of things don't work. There was a site for garbage disposal that had been used for about 17 years that initially was supposed to be a temporary solution. The city of Beirut kept on using it as its dumping site. Then recently the residents got fed up, so they blocked the road. I think the anger is more directed at the government that has been putting off finding a environmentally and socially sustainable solution for a long time.
Right. When you go out and talk to Lebanese people, what do they say about this whole thing?
I mean, obviously, people want the problem solved right away. A lot of people are talking about the fact that the city and the country as a whole, it needs a real recycling program. And I think from aside from creating the normal amount of waste, residents create well above average, it seems, because the tap water doesn't taste good enough to drink. So everyone right. drinks bottled water. And so, of course, the bottles pile up. Yeah, there's just a lot of waste. And so it piled up very, very quickly.
Well, Brooke Anderson is a reporter for the BBC in Beirut, Lebanon. Brooke, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.